Prologue. Naomi. How about another drink? The deep voice sent a shiver down my spine, and I glanced to my left to see who'd spoken. Holy smokes. I was face to face with the most gorgeous man I'd ever seen. He was tall enough to tower over me even while I sat on a high bar stool, and his broad shoulders strained against the form-fitting sports jacket he was wearing. Thick black hair was slicked back from his face, giving me a full view of his dark blue eyes. They observed me with an intensity I'd never known before, and I immediately found myself drawn to him. I toyed with the rim of my empty glass. And what would it cost me? His smirk widened. He took a seat on the stool next to mine, leaning in close. Time, he paused, tilting his head. And sleep. Sleep? I rose a questioning brow at that. Well, we won't be getting much sleep tonight, so you're probably going to be tired in the morning. I couldn't help but blush. Normally, a blunt come-on line like that would have been a major turnoff, and I'd have headed for the door without a backward glance. I'd been hit on before, and I was definitely no stranger to men with large egos, but his confidence seemed well-earned. I could sense there was something breathtaking about him. The bartender slid a full glass in front of me before removing the empty one. Hooking up with a strange man was not something I'd planned to do tonight. In fact, not something I'd ever done before or had ever even intended to do. I could feel the refusal I'd prepared dying in my throat. I'd been working so hard, for Christ's sake. I deserved to blow off a little steam and have some fun for a change. Convince me. I accepted the drink and felt rather daring, like a bit of a femme fatale. He raised his eyebrow in amusement and gave me an I would think looking at me would be enough gesture. Well, you are attractive, I admitted, and you seem nice enough so far, but I don't know you.
What better way to get to know someone than by getting naked and exploring each other?
Maybe, I don't know, a name first? He laughed, his rich baritone sending a ripple of desire through me. Those deep eyes sparkled as he leaned in closer.
Jonah.
Hi, Jonah. I'm Naomi. Jonah's eyes softened, and he reached out to take my hand.
It's nice to meet you, Naomi.
The way his mouth wrapped around my name made my entire body feel flushed.
There. Now we know each other. So, we're going to finish our drinks, leave together, and spend several pleasurable hours discovering each other.
I had to admit, all of it sounded amazing. When the collar of his jacket moved, I could see the hint of a tattoo on his neck trailing away under his neatly pressed shirt. It surprised me. He didn't seem like the type. Then again, what did I know? The one thing I was sure of was that I desperately wanted to see just how far down that tattoo went. And then I remembered. Oh, no. Well, damn it. Today, of all days, why was I wearing the Halloween monster underwear that Lily had given me as a gag gift? To be fair, they were pretty comfy. So comfy, in fact, I wore them on days to cheer me up, or when I wanted to be reminded of Lily's unwavering self-confidence. But that wasn't going to stop me from killing her later. And, double damn, the reason she'd given them to me in the first place was now more hilarious than before. She'd presented them to me saying, "There you go, for the only virgin left in our circle over the age of 21. They'll keep your mind below your waist for a while." She'd laughed hysterically at her own joke, and at the time, I'd laughed along with her. Finally, there was this hunk of a man, seemingly hell-bent on deflowering me. Having him see me in these panties would beat all awkward moments I had ever been in, and trust me, there had been quite a few. I imagined his face dropping as he undressed me, and instead of finding some sweet hot lingerie, he discovered